Game 6, ALCS from Minute Maid Park in Houston. The Astros trail the Yankees 3-2 as they turn to Justin Verlander to try and force a deciding Game 7. Luis Severino looking to close it out for the Yanks. Pick it up 5th inning, scoreless game. Verlander cruising.
What a pitch, 3 in a row. Strikeout number 6.
Can the Astros get that big hit?
Ripped into right. This ball is one hop and over the wall. The Astros strike first. Bases loaded, 2 out, 1-0 game. Breaking ball, base hit. Gattis scores. McCann to the plate. Altuve delivers, 3-0 Houston.
Todd Frazier almost got it.
Two runners aboard with nobody out.
9 pitches so far seen by Hicks.
Struck him out, 1-1.
So Todd Frazier comes to the plate.
Fly ball in the air to center. Back is Springer at the wall, a leap and a catch.
He made the catch at center. That's a long out by Frazier. Verlander works out of the jam.
Peacock delivers, and Judge hits this one high in the air and deep to left center field. And that ball is onto the train tracks for Aaron Judge. A long, majestic home run to left center field. Judge's 4th of the postseason, 3rd of this series. And it is 3-1 Astros. Now it's Robertson. 2-2. And Altuve pokes one to left field fairly deep and sends back Gardner looking up. It's gone! Into the first row of the Landry's Crawford boxes. Jose Altuve puts the Astros up 4-1.
Game 7 tomorrow night. Astros win it 7-1.
The Astros take out the Yankees in Game 6 and force a deciding Game 7 on Saturday. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
Obviously, we've been waiting for the big hit for a couple games, and no better time than for McCann to have a really good at-bat battle, get a pitch he can drive, and then obviously, you know, break things open. So a good offensive output today, kick-started by him. He's been everything that we could have hoped for and more. I mean, this guy prepares. He rises to the moment. You know, he's incredibly focused, locked in during games, and emptied his tank tonight. You know, and I'm so proud of him because I know how much it means to him. I know how much he puts into these outings. You know, he chose to come here for games like this and beyond, and we hope we all get to see him pitch again. I thought it was out. You know, the ball, that's the deepest part of the yard, and I've seen a lot of balls carry. And I also have seen him hit like one-handed or one-arm swings this series and have the ball carry out of the ballpark. So I did think it was out. And then as I picked up Springer in center, he was tracking the ball. And usually outfielders are the first key that will tell you whether or not the ball's leaving the yard. So as he stayed on the play, I thought he was either desperate or, you know, or was tracking it down. And when he jumped and made the play, there was, you know, the huge roar and big momentum play.
Justin Verlander improves to 4-0 in this postseason as he goes 7 scoreless innings, striking out 8. He talked after the game.
I thought homer, especially the way the balls have been flying this postseason and really all year. But we don't need to get into that. But yeah, I mean, he hit it well. It was a nice adjustment that he made. You know, it looked to me from my eyes that he sat on curveball first pitch, put a really good swing on it, just fouled it back, and then immediately switched to fastball. I mean, that's not easy to do as a hitter, I think, to be that good at making adjustments on such a variance of speed so quickly, and put a great swing on a fastball that I threw where I wanted. I was trying to go up and away there. I haven't seen the replays, but I know it was elevated, and man, you know, you're watching the outfielder. I mean, all you can do as a pitcher is just watch the outfielder track it and track it and track it, and then, you know, most of the time when they go to jump, it's kind of like, eesh. And you know, was able to reel it in and keep it inside the yard. So that was obviously one of the big turning moments in the game.
Ken, right here in the third row.
Justin, that's not your 4th straight elimination game you won in your career. Do you prepare or think any differently in these type of games as opposed to other playoff games?
I don't think you prepare or think any differently. I just know that there's an element of I don't really even know how to explain it. I mean, the best way for me to explain it is multiple times throughout the game, I forget what inning we're in. I forget what's going on around me, and my only focus is to execute pitch by pitch. I mean, I won't even remember what batter's coming up. It's just my sole focus is focusing on executing my pitches when I want to execute them. But other than that, there's no more prep or anything. No.
Jose Altuve didn't have a hit in the three games in New York, but he responds in game six, finishing with two hits and three RBIs. He talked after the win.
You know, I had that feeling. I always believe in my team, but tonight was a different night. I felt the atmosphere in that clubhouse, and everybody was talking about, okay, I want to go. I didn't play two games, only one. So now we got to play two. We play the one today with the one tomorrow. Nothing is over yet, not even for the Yankees, not even for us. We got to go out there and play the game again tomorrow.
The Yankees have shown you a lot of breaking balls. You hit two of those tonight for run scoring hits, the single and the home run. Tell us about the way they've pitched you and those at-bats.
You know, I know they have their plan for me and for every single guy in our lineup. And you as a hitter, you have to make adjustments. We've been seeing guys making adjustments all serious and, you know, finally getting base hits. And this is a beautiful game. I love the way we play today. We play with a lot of energy, and I really believe in my team.
George Springer with a spectacular leaping catch, robbing Todd Frazier of extra bases. Springer spoke after.
You know, he hit the ball well, and I knew I had to go get it, and I was just able to get to the spot. You know, that's a situation there where you can't drift. You know, you just have to go get it, and I was able to get back to it and haul it in.
Off the bat, did you think you were going to catch the baseball?
That's just one of those things where it gets hit and your first instinct is you run as far and as fast as you possibly can, and you know, hopefully I can make a play on it.
The home team has won all six games so far in the series, so that means it'll be game seven on Saturday in Houston. Carlos Correa spoke after the game six victory.
We felt like, you know, we were not sticking with our approach, especially when we went to New York. We were swinging a lot of bad pitches, and you know, we just try to be more selectively aggressive today and stay in the zone. And I think that worked out really well for us.
How good will it feel for this group to go out together game seven on your home field?
Oh, it's huge. Obviously, you want to have home field advantage in a big game like that. So, you know, we're very confident going into tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully we can get the job done.
Carlos, y'all worked all year to get to this point, and you got the home field advantage back. How special is that? Everything's gone into this.
It's really special. When you're in the backyard of your home, when you're a little kid, you're playing baseball with your dad, and you're thinking about game seven, and, you know, World Series, Championship Series. Game seven is a big deal for every single kid, for everybody that has a dream to play in the big leagues at some point. So, you know, for me, it's going to be super special. We got to go out there tomorrow and compete and hopefully come up with the win.
Game seven at Minute Maid Park in Houston, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Charlie Morton up against CC Sabathia.